Hi, this is Sean Fry, and welcome to another edition of The War Room here on KOKC Radio. I'm your host, Sean Fry, and we've got Jane Posh, the Parsons Vikings tennis coach for both boys and girls. Jane, this is your second time on the show. Super happy to have you back. How are we doing today?
You know, thanks a lot, Sean. We had a good tournament yesterday, so it's kind of nice to be here and be able to brag about the boys.
Is that your only home tournament you had on Friday, right?
It is. We got pushed out of the Arc City tournament because they wanted all 5A teams there. So it kind of changed our schedule.
You and Indy are better than a lot of 5As.
Indy and us and Wichita Collegiate got kicked out of that tournament so he could have all 5A schools there. And it kind of put a crunch on us trying to figure out what to do this year. So I got rid of one of our home tournaments. We went to Baldwin, played a 10-team tournament.
Yeah.
Got second there.
Mm-hmm. Who got first there?
Independence got first there. They beat us by one match. Mm-hmm. So it was a good event. Good event for our kids to get to go and play that many matches.
Absolutely.
You know, it wasn't as tough as Arc City, but you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments with our schedule as our team has improved.
Mm-hmm. So I want to get into the dynamics of how this season has undergone, but let's roll it back a little bit and you know, talk to the listeners about the fact that you guys were runner-up at state a year ago as a team. Wyatt Schultz got second in singles. Connor Barkas and Davis West. They got runner-up in doubles. Tanner Nolting was sixth place in singles. Who was your two doubles team and how they do last year?
That was Davion and Cole.
They were at state,
but they didn't medal.
Okay, and still got runner-up as a state team. Independence, which had the winning team in singles and doubles, they lost a lot. We know Independence is a very quality tennis program. Very quietly, the SEK League is good, and we'll get into that. But, you know, on paper, Parsons is the came into this season as the favorite to win the state title. That's a huge expectation that's a huge expectation and a huge prediction to bear, no matter how public or private it is. I know your boys are competitive enough that they feel that. They carry that for themselves. You know, how did you kind of deal with that in the off season, and how do you see them dealing with that through about the first half of the season?
You know, we've kind of just discovered how tough our regional is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be we didn't get the regional that we thought. We thought we were going to have regionals here at home.
Yeah.
We ended up having to travel to Winfield, so we're going to have to go and spend the night, a two-hour trip. Mm-hmm. There's Wellington there, obviously Winfield and Independence and us. So you've got Independence was first at state last year, us second, Winfield fifth, Wellington's in the top 10. We have a really tough regional that we're going to have to get out of. Mm-hmm. And that's going to affect us at our state seedings, which is going to affect us down the long run. So it just depends on, you know, who we match up with, and and we've got to be up for the task. And I think we're up for the task, and we showed that last night.
And I wanted to ask you, before we kind of start talking about your lineup, I wanted to ask you about Independence. They've tied with you once and beat you twice this year so far. And the two times they beat you was by one point or one match. You say, I mean, it is neck and neck. They clearly have reloaded to a very high degree, though. I'm curious.
You know, they brought in 10 freshmen this year. We brought in 0 freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanner's played their third person in singles this year until they finally found one person that could beat him. So it is.
It's a chess match, ain't it?
It is. It's a total chess match, and we're kind of in the middle of preparing for that, coming up with SEK and coming up into regionals, too.
League's not next week, is it?
League is this coming week. We're going to Towanda Circle, which is going to be a good match because Wyatt's going to see a kid from Wichita Collegiate. I can't wait to see how that matches up with. He's going to play a tough Wichita Collegiate guy who he lost to last year, and I can't wait to see how that works for him this year because Wyatt is like so much improved.
Oh yeah,
Wyatt's 18-0. He hasn't really had anybody that has pushed him this year.
How many games has he lost this year? He hasn't lost any matches. How many games has he lost this year?
Yeah, I don't know that I can tell you that, but it's less than on one hand.
Gosh. All I know, I'll give you. We're going to talk plenty about why, but I did want to, you know, relay a story to our listeners that I told you yesterday when I was at the tournament. Your tournament started at 3:00 on Friday. I got there right at the gun at 3:00. I you know, and it takes me like a minute to walk from where I parked to the pavilion, and I sat and talked with you for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I start leaning towards my backpack to get to my camera, and I'm thinking to myself, I want to go shoot Wyatt. I haven't looked at him live yet this year, and I'm going to go shoot Wyatt first. He's walking off the court, and I'm like, Wyatt, I thought the tournament started at 10. And he looks at me and he goes, it did.
He had like a 13-minute match.
And he says the only points he gave up, not games, he didn't give up a game, the only points he gave up were 2 double faults. The guy, his opponent never earned a point on him.
Correct.
Which is, that's going to stand out in my mind for the rest of my life. That little moment right there that he finished a match in 13 minutes. I mean, you can't hardly picture it going that fast.
He's working really hard trying not to give mm-hmm. anybody anything, because you want to win your matches as best that you can to give away the least amount of points, so that the next time you face them, they feel like they don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm. And that stood out to me too. There was an Independence kid that so he played Independence in his second match 2.5 hours later, because he finished so early. In his second match, he played an Independence kid. I don't think it was one of Independence's top 2 singles players that was there.
No, probably not. No.
But and that's not an offense.
But a really kid, super you know. Athlete.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a really good player. He's been there for 4 years, and he's a good player.
He sees me walking onto the court to start shooting Wyatt, and he goes, and I was going to shoot, I'm shooting him too, because I'm sending photos to the Montgomery County Chronicle. Shout out Andy Taylor. Great guy, great photographer. He helps me out anytime you guys are in the Independence area. But he looks at me and goes, oh, you're taking photos of me getting my ass kicked. And I'm like, I just looked at him and I said, you got an opportunity, young fella. I hope this is a good match. But it's like, what mentality is that Wyatt is? He's starting to instill fear that I haven't seen in any athletes before.
You know, he's really matured from this past year. Mm-hmm. You know, it was tough being a freshman and having to play some tough competition, especially when we went to the Arc City tournament at the first of the year. Now we've kind of worked our way into the tough competition. He had a really good win over Sullivan from mm-hmm. Bishop Miege, who medaled at state last year, who yeah. Tanner played and lost to in a third set super tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. He played a good Pittsburgh kid. Fox over at Pittsburgh beat him 8-1, mm-hmm. Who Fox just won the Winfield tournament day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's got some good wins.
Yeah. I wanted to circle back to the Independence talk a little bit, because obviously it seems like Independence to a degree is still kind of figuring out what their lineup is.
They've changed their lineup a couple of times. I'm not quite sure what they're going to have when it comes down to it, except for they will have Camden Julian back playing doubles.
Which was something I don't think you and I anticipated going into the year. You might have anticipated better than I do. You're smarter than me at this.
I thought he would have the best chance to play against Wyatt, but he's mm-hmm. never played a singles match. I mean, when you've got the defending state doubles champion, I mean, you don't want to give away 16 points mm-hmm. at the state tournament.
But regarding specifically you, and it's going to be this fight between you three, and it was fun to watch last year, and it's going to be fun to watch this year. You know, every step of the way, you guys are going to go tooth and nail for a league title. You're going to go tooth and nail for a regional title. You're going to go tooth and nail for potentially a state title. How do you kind of, is it weird to have to game plan against such a, literally one specific opponent that might be good enough to get you through the whole year?
You know, we've got to get through regionals.
Yeah.
And regionals is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get all 6 of our guys out and into the state tournament, into the regional. And that's the first thing that we're going to look at. Mm-hmm. And we need to set up some good wins at SEK to be able to be in a good position at regionals to get a good seed at regionals.
Do you, when you look at the league, by the way, and you and I had this conversation briefly at your tournament. The league is tough this year. Obviously, it's you guys and Independence are in it. That makes it a very tough league in and of itself. Chanute has looked good this year. Pittsburgh is not you have a Class 5A school. They're going to have somebody that can be competitive. You know, it is. And with any luck, Chanute might win their regional. Bishop Miege is in there with it. Bishop Miege is a quality program. We know what they can do with endless. There is no such thing as a budget for them. They just spend what they want to spend, and it keeps coming in. But, you know, Bishop Miege only beat Chanute by 1 point at that Pittsburgh tournament. That was very quietly a very strong field you guys had there. Was Independence, Chanute, you guys, and Bishop Miege. That may have been, outside of maybe Winfield, that's probably maybe the best tournament you've played this year.
That was a good tournament, and we had, you know, we won that. We were very happy to have won that.
Pretty convincingly, too.
Yeah.
And it's almost like because Bishop Miege and Chanute ate each other a little bit that you guys...
Bishop Miege is bringing in a new freshman that's a quality player.
Yes.
That beat Tanner. I think we won't see him at our regional, but we could match up with him at state. So it's kind of nice that we already played him, so we know what he looks like.
Jeff Smith said he's probably going. He's certainly a number one. Jeff Smith is a Chanute head coach. He said class four, he's going to be heard about this guy by the end of the year. Whoever.
Oh yeah, he's a number one player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might be better than their number one player. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's. They'll figure that out, I'm sure, by postseason. But hey, let's go to a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit about your lineup. We'll go around the horn a little bit and talk a little about your lineup. That sound good, Jane? When we come back on the War Room, more Jane Posh of the Parsons Vikings, the head tennis coach for both the boys and girls. I'm your host, Sean Fry. This is the War Room. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the War Room here on KLKC Radio. I'm your host, Sean Fry. Jane Posh, the legend herself, the Parsons Vikings tennis coach. She didn't like that. Jane didn't like that. But let's do what we talked about in the A segment here in the B segment. Let's talk about your team individually, what your lineup is. And what your lineup is a question in of itself. But let's at least talk about what is set in stone. And that is we talked a lot about Wyatt Schultz, your number one singles player, runner-up at state a year ago. He's just a sophomore now, and he is one of the most deadly players in the state. You talked to me when we did a season preview story for the Parsons Sun that this guy has really developed his serve in the offseason, and that is what has really added a dynamic to his game. How have you seen that play out as the season has gone? And just tell the stupid listeners like me what makes him so good.
You know, Wyatt can make the shots that nobody else makes. Mm-hmm. You know, and his emergency shots are not just I got him back in the court, but I got him back in and I still hurt the other team. So he showed that in the match where he played over at Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and against Sullivan and against Fox of Pittsburgh, and he showed that he's going to get everything back and he's going to use his power, which he's developed more power on his ground strokes. His backhand has improved tremendously. His volleys have improved tremendously. He can get to the net now and win points, mm-hmm. because his volleys have gotten so sound.
Yeah.
So getting to the net and being able to finish off a point is huge.
Mm-hmm. How has Wyatt, as such a young man, been dealing with the pressure of and the weight of expectation, knowing I finished second at state a year ago and the guy that won it graduated. In theory, that opens the door for me. How has he? It was one thing when he was a freshman, and it's like you don't know what you don't know. He knows what he doesn't know now, and he knows what he knows. How has that affected his psyche as you've seen him operate?
He wants more competition. He wants to play tougher players. He wants to see where he stands with the other guys in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ready to push himself to see where he stands. Where last year he was a little apprehensive and didn't quite know where he was, mm-hmm. this year he's wanting to play better players. And we're going to find that out in the next couple of weeks because we're going to go play a Wichita Collegiate team. We're going to go play at regionals and state. Mm-hmm. He's going to find some tougher competition, the collegiate tournament. We're going to play the collegiate tournament.
Yeah.
And that's TOC, Tournament of Champions. And that's the competition all around the state. So he's going to know more where he stands, and he's wanting to know that. And he's wanting to push himself.
Which is such that's as healthy of a mindset as you're ever going to find in an athlete. Wanting to be, and
so
in
he's
life.
Not apprehensive at all.
Wanting to be challenged is a great thing.
He doesn't feel the pressure. He wants to be challenged more.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Tanner Nolting now. And I say tread lightly. I don't care what his dad, my boss, Ray Nolting, thinks of me. No, I'm kidding. But Tanner Nolting, your number two singles player, He finished sixth at State a year ago. People, like, you very quietly have two of the top 10 singles players on your team in the entire classification. It is disingenuous to talk about Wyatt Schultz without talking about Tanner Nolting and what he brings to your team. Tanner, he I would argue at times, can he do what Wyatt can do? No. I think Tanner can be more creative at times. It's almost like he's able to work around where his game lacks at times in a more creative way than Wyatt ever has to. Tanner has been dealing with a back injury that he's working through very rigorously, and he's done well with it this year. Like you said, he took second at an open tournament you guys hosted on Friday. That was an open singles tournament where Pittsburgh brought their guys, Fort Scott brought their guys, Independence brought some guys, and he gets 1-2, loses to Wyatt in a championship. I saw what I believe was the semifinal match against Fort Scott. He goes up 3-0, then is down 5-4, and ends up winning 8-5. And, I mean, if you work for his dad, I call that the Nolting experience. But tell me a little bit about Tanner, how he's evolved his junior year.
You know, as a kid from Fort Scott, Tanner played him last year at State. So he's a state qualifier.
Yeah.
So that was a good win for him. I kind of, when I set up the draw, I wanted to make sure that we could match up with him.
It's your whole tournament. That's what you get to do.
So it worked out really nice for Tanner to get to play. Tanner's, because of the back issues, he kind of struggles with a serve. We've changed his serve from plan one to plan two to plan three. We're on plan four, and now it's starting to work.
Yeah.
So he's found a serve that's working for him that doesn't hurt, mm-hmm. and now it's starting to get consistent, which is helping him with the rest of his game.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has the advantage that he gets to hit with Wyatt every day at practice. Mm-hmm. So he's not intimidated by any pace, and he can bring pace, and he can win shots when he wants to. He's going to be in a tough situation at regionals, but I think he can get through that.
Absolutely.
Because he's keeping his composure. I mean, when he got down 5-4, he was like, okay, I'm just going to have to pick it up, and he did. And he came back and won the next three games and won the match.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to your doubles. Who knows at this point, right? But it's almost weird to talk about doubles teams. Let's talk about who your doubles players are. Right now, as the crow flies, as the crow sings, you've got Connor Barkus and Mason Morris as your one doubles team. It started with Connor Barkus, who, again, got runner-up at State a year ago. You paired him with Davion Holman. You made the switch to your home tournament. You moved Mason Morris up with Connor Barkus, and Davion Holman and Cole Kennett paired up. It was originally Cole Kennett and Mason playing your two
correct,
doubles.
Correct.
Okay, well, that new two doubles team just beat your new one doubles team at your open tournament on Friday. What was the score of that match?
8-4.
So
we've got four number one doubles players.
And I agree. So that was kind of what I was going to lead off is you could in a lot of ways just roll the dice, and you're not going to be uncomfortable with who you put out there in terms of pairings. We know what Connor Barkus is capable of. He is a tremendous athlete. He had a very good basketball season this year. We know what he's capable of. Davion Holman, certainly a finesse player who brings athleticism to the court as well. I'm not as familiar with Mason Morris's game. I need to watch him live more. What I will say impressed me a lot live, and you've said the same thing, you know, talking, you know, interviews about tournaments, you know, on the road, is that Cole Kennett's serve is so deadly. He probably has the best serve of those four, and it's so deadly. He looks really comfortable out there, you know, hitting his serve with power consistently. His shots are hit with power consistently. His size is deceiving. He can get the balls that you just don't expect someone of his size to get to. Kind of take me through just what you're thinking of with that, with your four doubles players right now.
You know, Cole and Davion had a really good win against that Independence team because it was one of the Independence and singles players along with one of their doubles players mm-hmm. that he put together. And we were up 3-0, then we were down, and we were down 6-7. We needed to break their serve, which we did, to send it to a tiebreaker. So we get back into the match, and then we're playing a tiebreaker. We're down 3-6, and we come back and win the tiebreaker 8-6. Says a lot about those kids. Davion and Cole just went to a different level yesterday. And after they won that match, I said, our number one team better watch out because they have picked it up a notch and they are playing out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And they did. They came out on fire against our number one team. And it, like I said, it's hard to tell who's our number one team or who's our number two team.
Yeah.
Because all four of those guys on any given day can beat each other. Because mm-hmm. we were in practice and the opposite happened because they were up 4-1. They were down 4-1 to Connor and Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we switched the lineup. You do a little bit of switching because mm-hmm. you are looking to get a better seed.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a better seed when you get to regionals because you don't want to have a bad loss. Because we turned around, we beat the Chanute team the first time we played with Connor and Davion, and then we lost to them when we played them the second time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, we're going to switch our lineup. We don't want to have that loss. Even though they're not going to be playing in our regional, we're going to match up with them potentially at the state seeding because the state seeding has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take into consideration everybody that you've won and lost against.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it turned out the way it is right now, it looks really good because Cole and Davion just, it put some fire in both of them
mm-hmm.
to win that match. And I mean, oh my gosh, I've been trying to get to put some fire under Davion to get him more active at the net.
Were the two doubles team you had last year, right? That went to state.
Yeah.
So they've been a team before.
They've been a team. Yeah. They've all been a team before.
Mm-hmm.
They play with each other. We play different combinations at practice all the time.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, it's a question from the spectator's perspective. If I'm calling Davion, I'm saying to him, I'm coming to you, and I understand the dynamics of your team, the camaraderie and the chemistry you have doesn't lend itself to this being maybe a real thing, but if I'm calling Davion, I'm coming to you, coach, and saying, why am I not at one doubles?
Well, you know, that just changed. That just changed because we're going to go to Towanda Circle, and they'll play number ones because they just beat our number one, so potentially our number ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the season, both teams are number ones. There's only one more team. There's only one more tournament where we're going to play ones and twos.
Okay.
When we go to SEK, everybody's together. When we go to collegiate, everybody's together.
I thought SEK was a ones and twos.
It used to be, and it got changed 2 years ago.
Okay.
So that's really worked out good.
Yeah.
It's worked out good for the teams that have strong teams mm-hmm. because then it makes the seeding easier when you go to regionals.
Mm-hmm. So looking at Connor and Mason now, so they're going to, as you, like you said, it's only one more tournament. It's a small sample size. Hopefully it's not going to have a huge effect in the aggregate. So Cole and Davion, they get to go play ones at Towanda. Connor and Mason, they get to go play twos at Towanda. Does that how do you feel like that might affect, particularly a Connor Barkas who's sitting here saying, I got second at state a year ago and I'm sitting in this twos bracket? How do you feel like that affects the psyche?
You know, if we had more players playing
mm-hmm.
and we could divide our team up the way Independence does, then our kids, our ones, would only play ones.
Yeah.
But we don't have the luxury of being able to do that because we don't have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Independence will put their team together. They put their team together the first time that they played us because knowing that we were going to have a good team and they were going to have a good team, they wanted to see how we would match up. And we split with them. We tied. So when they went to Baldwin, they had changed their lineup. So they wanted to know how they were going to match up with us again. So they beat us by a couple of points.
1 point. It was 1 point.
So it is... you know, so now we're changing our lineup
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it, again, it's a chess match and,
yep.
you know, what's going to work and what's going to be best. And, you know, we're all studying each other's teams and each other's records and deciding, you know, yeah. what we're going to do. So, I mean, I would, if I had the luxury of having 12 players, I would never play them at number two. I would always play both of our doubles teams at number one. As the same thing that I tell our singles players, you're not a number two team.
Yeah.
You're both number one players. Your doubles teams, you're both number one. But when you go want to win a tournament, somebody has to play number two.
And it's almost like Tanner Nolting has the answer for what Connor and Davion are going to have to deal with on.
Correct.
For sure. Well, hey, Jane, I appreciate you coming on. I know you're itching to go watch some Masters. I gotta go catch some college softball here in an hour and a half in Fort Scott, and it's an hour to get there. So I appreciate you coming in. This is as excited as I've been for a tennis season. Not that I've ever not been excited, but covering tennis has been some of my favorite memories. I love, you know, the Grace and Fries versus Abby Bailey 3-hour championship match that went into the night at a region championship. Even some of the heartbreakers, you know, when Zach Spriggs lost in the state semifinals, and yes, that's heartbreaking. That guy stood there like a man and answered questions for 10 minutes for me about why he lost that match after the most heartbreaking moment of my life. It, you know, that sticks out to me as, you know, really gutting through some pain right there. And it affects how I do my job, because I try to be a little more sensitive now after tough moments like that. But I'm excited to see how the season transpires, and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. That'll do it for the War Room on KOKC Radio. I'm your host, Sean Fry. Everybody stay safe, and God bless. That's